Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We thank the Special Rapporteur for his report focusing the right of development of children and future generations and take note of his recommendation. Mr. Vice President, we endorse that civil, political, economic, social and cultural development and right to a clean, healthy and sustainable development all are interdependent. States must ensure that the principles of right to development, which are self-determination, intersecularity, intergenerational equity and fair distribution remain at the core of the human rights as well as development policies. Mr. Vice President, the Government of Bangladesh has been pursuing a people-centric and inclusive development thanks to our poverty reduction strategy that emphasizes quality education, job creation, infrastructure development and resilience against climate change. The country has been able to pull out millions from extreme poverty. Our social safety net programs put special focus on the well-being of the children, women, older persons and all other marginalized sections of the society. Mr. Vice President, we appreciate the efforts of the Special Rapporteur for identifying the gap between protection of children under existing human rights norm and right to development of children. In this regard, Mr. Rapporteur, what initiatives would you recommend for ensuring the participation of the representatives of future generations in all policymaking and execution decisions, including those concerning the right to development, the SDGs, annual budgets, climate change, etc.? I thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor.